And we are live, ladies and gentlemen, back on air, and we are now about to deal with 15.6, which is, of course, the report from the Town Clerk to Corporate Service regarding your Albert Street washroom. I was just mentioning before we went live. Really enjoyed reading this, Mr. Larmer. If I get the motion that's been put forth on the screen, please and thank you. Perhaps we can have a mover and a seconder prior to having that conversation, but I'm going to recognize the Deputy Mayor.
Happy to move this because I'm quite excited about this file, but beforehand, just noting 9:40, do we need to do a motion to extend at this time or close to 10 o'clock? Just noting the time.
So we're okay. Well, we're going to do it now. So can we hold this? We'll hold this. We'll pull that motion up first, just that we'll get it done that way. Where if we're in a nice roll, we're not dealing with it at that time. No, we don't need to see it up. So the movement by the Deputy Mayor to extend is now on the floor. Motion to extend. Do I have a second? Seconded by Councillor Burkett. We're all familiar with the procedures. We know what we're doing. We're just simply allowing the meeting to go past 10 o'clock if so needed. So I'm going to take it to a vote. All in favor? So moved. Now we're coming back to 15.6. Thank you. Yeah, it was beating Burkett, just to confirm on that. And now we've got, thank you, Deputy Mayor, for stepping forward on the mover. Do I have a seconder for the motion now on the screen? 15.6. Seconded by Councillor Burkett. It's on the floor. The report was exceptionally well written. I can see here that option three is being put forth. I open the floor to questions from Council, should they have any, towards Mr. Larmer on that report or to CIO Vaughan. The kind of questions I like to see. Okay. By all means, Deputy Mayor.
Sorry, I was just going back and forth between the agenda and my notes. I didn't want to miss the chance to ask questions. So really excited about this. Really great to see the idea from 2024 being allocated through that capital allocation. My two questions. Is the $25,000 from the 2024 capital directive enough to, is the idea that this is, will be converted into an all year round, like we're converting it into a workspace that meets all the appropriate health and occupational safety for people working on site? Is it remaining as is? I'm just wondering, what does the conversion from what's right now some windows in an open room to it being converted, because I also think this can address what I hear sometimes is additional staff capacity. You know, we have some tourism staff at, I'm not using the right departments, but at the CCC, at the marina. We were actually just talking the other day about when we used to have the ECDEV and tourism at the Marie Dressler in front. I love that this will kind of bring back what I think some residents are missing when the market building was non-bylaw, with all due respect to bylaw in that space. So I guess what I'm trying to get at is, are the plans to convert this into offices as well as kind of a public lobby, but more importantly, that the site will be upgraded to meet all health and safety requirements?
By all means.
Through you, Your Worship, and thank you, Deputy Mayor Beatty, for the question. So the plan is, in consultation with our manager of tourism, the plan is to have a full-time tourism staff member plus our tourism student ambassadors in this space from May until October. And then what will happen is we need to convert this space back to a warming area that it was, because we know that that was very popular with the community for the skating. So that's when we'll go back to the model that we had last winter. The building is not equipped to have full-time staff in it 12 months of the year, but we believe that this option will be beneficial to the community for the reasons that are outlined in the report.
Deputy?
My follow-up question was just around partnership opportunities. And thank you, I completely forgot. And of course, as someone who used that warm space with little ones, would not want to see that missed. Thank you for reminding me about the Four Seasons. Partnerships, I had just jotted down, is there an opportunity, you know, I think about the farmer's market, the DBIA runs things down in that area. The Oval is sometimes booked for, as part of the event permit, it's an eligible space for event permits. So, you know, thinking about the roller skating that might want to, full disclosure that I'm a member of, that might want to do a nighttime event, or we have festivals, or people book it for films and stuff. I guess what I'm trying to get at is, with that converted to a spring, summer, fall vestibule, would that be available as one of the municipal assets that a third party can check off when they're booking municipal sites through the permitting process?
Through you, Your Worship. So what our staff is proposing is that the furniture that we put in there, as far as a tourism desk, everything is movable, right? So it'll be on wheels. So we're happy to take a look at that. I think it's an excellent suggestion. We're always looking for community partnerships and ways to support our community partners. So I can definitely take that back to our team and have those discussions. And we know that community partners are looking for space as well. So always happy to work with those different groups if they would like to reach out to us.
I have one last question, unless there's another member in queue. It's a different topic. Seeing that, okay, thank you. Through you, Mayor Cleveland, and thank you, Director Turner. I believe my question would be placed with Legislative Services. So through you, Mayor Cleveland, to Director Larmer. And I'm bringing this up, and I talked to Mr. Larmer about this. Mr. Larmer came to a recent DBIA meeting where we were talking about some integration with bylaw in the downtown. What I'm getting at is there was a thought bubble about creating a specific shift or bylaw position specifically for the downtown. So when I was reading the report and the cost for the security, and by no means does my comment mean I do believe that there has to be security monitoring provided in that. So for folks listening, I want to emphasize, I'm not suggesting we remove security, but what I'm getting at is, if the idea is to place a dedicated shift or bylaw officer to the downtown core, which would include the Oval and the Albert Street site, and in the spirit of integrated services and a cost-saving measure, are we better to redirect that security funding into the bylaw shifts? Like, do we need a dedicated bylaw position officer shift as well as a security guard? Is it a duplication of cost, or is there an opportunity to combine that customer service element, safety element, without compromising the intent of the what's proposed in front of us?
Through you, yes, we're kind of in the early stages, but I know it's kind of late in the years in trying to figure out what that partnership with the DBIA is going to be. And yes, we have, we are looking at that DBIA dedicated shift in the downtown to work closely with the DBIA and their members. We've heard loud and clear from the members that in a way that they maybe not be saying, but how we're taking it, that they want more collaboration and want to work more closely with bylaw enforcement for some things that are important to them and who what they think are important to their customers and residents of the downtown core. So we are looking at that. We know when council has seen time again our reports, our annual reports, there is rising amount of activity in the downtown core in regard to some nuisance activity and those things and waste collection. So we think that having a dedicated resource there may support this. So yes, it would be beneficial. Maybe as I know the council directed that the $100,000 be for the security of the Elk Street washroom, but maybe something along the lines of the council understands that security is also now being managed by municipal law enforcement as well. So we would be able to tap that resource into how, because in the report you noted that we're still gonna have to probably provide mobile security to this location through a contract. So how that works with bylaw enforcement, with the specific location and the downtown is something that we will definitely look at bringing forward and think it could access that for sure. But that is something we are committed to do, and we know the police have done this, so now it's time for us to also get involved and support the DBIA as well too.
My understanding from the staff report is that there would be security there, like a regular presence. And then this discussion, I'm not quite sure I understand, but there's a supporting role for bylaw, and that is a roving bylaw officer that could also work in the downtown. Is that the essence of the discussion? So, okay. Understanding that, I certainly support the option that is before us. I'm a little hesitant in putting too much onto this building, because I guess I'm go back far enough to know that tourism and DBIA were all in the market building, and having them sort of distant from everyone else proved problematic. So at that time, it's the market building now being used by bylaw. So I'm just cautious. Just plain reading of this option, I'm fully supportive.
Good conversations, good debate. We've got it on the floor. By all means, Councillor Darling.
I'm looking at this as a pilot project again, that we're implementing it, and there's going to be some measurables. You know, how many conflicts are there? How many times does bylaw have to go? What are the costs? I'm sure staff's going to be monitoring all this, but I just wanted to put that out there that, you know, we keep a close eye on it and we keep data on it, and then come fall, when it comes time to transfer it back to the skating arena, we got those numbers that we can look at for next year. Thank you.
Thank you. I'll just sort of say one very quick thing. We heard it today from our chief of police. We have one of the best municipal bylaw programs, in his opinion, in the province. We also heard from the chief today that there was a massive increase in both drugs, in consumption, and open use. We live in the 2026 reality as a community where there is an issue in our streets with drug use, full stop, period. We heard it from the chief, safer streets cost money. What I'm incredibly optimistic about is here we have a report finding a way to offer our residents a service to increase our customer relations, to create a better corporate footprint in the community, while also allowing security and operations to proceed. We know safety is always in presence, and we know that homes that are lived in are a lot less broken into. I take that learning to this, and I'm excited about, to use your terms, Mr. Darling, Councillor Darling, a pilot project. That is what we're doing as we try and adapt as a community to create both a safe community, an operational community, and a community that provides the services it can, like having open washrooms for our residents. So thank you for this creative approach to staff. You didn't just have one thing, there's a variety of options, and thank you for bringing that forward. So with no further comments, I am going to take it to a vote. All in favor? So moved.